There is so much value in being able to speak out the truth of what has happened in our lives. And I'll never forget the story of a woman who told me about the judicial bypass. We've got a story posted about that on our Facebook page this week, too. And it's a sympathetic story, really, to the teenagers who seek the judicial bypass. It's the story appeared in the Chicago Tribune, how young women in Illinois get abortions without parental notification is the headline. And so the cases unfold in careful confidentiality. The story begins, and you read about how most minors voluntarily involve parents in the decision to have an abortion, but there are those who don't. And so they file a petition anonymously, and then the petitioner meets with a judge in an empty courtroom or in the judge's chambers. The judge knows her only as Jane Doe. The transcript and court records are sealed. And at the end of the hearing, a young woman generally hurries home, hoping her parents never know where she was. And the judicial bypass allows a minor to have an abortion without parental consent in states where there are laws requiring parental consent. And I remember the story of the woman who told me about her judicial bypass experience. She said, I was 16 years old. And she said, I had failed school and I was living on a friend's couch and I had no job and I was pregnant. And the judge asked me one question, are you mature enough to make this decision? And when I said yes, without knowing any of those circumstances of my life, I was handed a slip of paper that allowed me to destroy the life of my child. You know, the judicial bypass, in my opinion, is a counterfeit compassion. Because it says to a teenager, your parents don't get it, but we do. So let us be the wise adults in your life. But of course, then they're not around to help pick up the pieces. And I understand that not every teenage girl has good moms, good dad, good parents. I understand that. But the judicial bypass puts people in the role of parent for a moment, and then they fade away. How can that be right? How can that be a just thing to do to a young person?